Boone. There's the kick. It's a low kick. Bounces at the 10 and taken by Roberts back at the 1. He's going to run it out to the 10. The 15 comes to near sidelines. The 20 is spilled at the 21-yard line. And knocking him down is Neil Pettis. Pettis in on Alex Hawkins, the specialist team. Spills Roberts at the 21-yard line. And at that point, the Cleveland Browns put the football in play. First and 10. The Browns moving left to right and moving into a wind that is officially clocked at 15 miles per hour but feels much stronger than that. Marchetti, Reese, Miller, and Gracie across the forward wall. We'll give you the rest of the Colby cutters in a moment. Warfield split out to the left side. Flanker to the right side is Collins. The give is to Green. The setback. Green out to the 22-23-yard line as he tries to go straight forward. Gio Marchetti is the first man to hit him, and Guy Reese is also in on the tackle for the Baltimore Colts. A gain of 2 yards on the play. It'll be second down and 8 for the Browns. Ernie Green, 6'2", 205, three-year man from Louisville, is the set halfback. The fullback is Jimmy Brown. Split left end is Paul Warfield. Flanked out to the right side, Gary Collins. Frank Ryan calls the signals. Ryan gives to Jimmy Brown. Brown to the left side, finds running room, gets to the 30, and is filled out at the 30-yard line by Don Schitter, coming up from his right linebacker spot to make the tackle. It'll be close to a first down. The ball is just across the 30, and they're going to measure for it. So the sideline change will be brought out as Jimmy Brown found a brief hole in the right side of the Colt line and went just across the 30 to about the 31-yard line.
On that first play from scrimmage, Frank, the fake was to Brown, and using something of a foil, Brown was being used as a foil, and the fake went into the line. The Green had the ball coming across in the opposite halfback position, and Brown just turned, and they got the first down. So Cleveland, in two plays, two ground plays, have picked up 10 yards and a first down. Gary Logan and Don Schoenig both attempting to surround Jimmy Brown there as he broke off the left tackle.
Okay, John, it's Warfield left, Collins right. First and 10 at the 31-yard line. Browns go left to right. Ryan pitches out to Green. Green is hit behind the line of scrimmage by Bobby Boyd. Boyd came blitzing in from his left cornerback spot and spills Green behind the line of scrimmage back at the 28-yard line. A loss of 3 yards on the play. It'll be second out and 13.
Quick reaction by Bob Boyd there, Frank, as they came up off the line of scrimmage and was able to pull down Green before he even could turn upstream. The play losing about 3 yards.
Across the forward wall, it's Marchetti, Reese, Miller, and Bracey. Stonebreaker, Pellington, and Schenick backing up the line. Boyd, Lyles, Logan, and Welch in the defensive secondary. Again, Paul Warfield left. The flanker right is Collins. The give is to Jimmy Brown. He gets the line of scrimmage and up farther. Guy Reese, the first man to hit him as he got back to the line of scrimmage and no further. And it'll be third and 13 for the Browns. Steve Stonebreaker came in to help Reese on the tackle. So Browns stopped cold on that play. It is third and 13. No score in this football game, just underway. The Colts kicked off to the Browns and now trying to hold the Browns deep in their own territory. The ball at the Cleveland Browns 28-yard line. Frank Ryan has them back in a long, long huddle. Now they break out over the football to center John Morrow, 250-pounder from Michigan. Warfield left. Setbacks are Paul Brown and Ernie Green. Now he sends Collins as a flanker to the right side, and the whistle blows. Too much time.
Colts had seven men massed on the line of scrimmage there. No doubt they're guessing that it's going to be a draw play with long yardage like that.
5-yard penalty for delaying the game. The Browns that time seemed to break signals as they came up to the line of scrimmage. Ryan had to stop his count and tell Collins to move out to the right side. Collins was lined up as a tight right end, and Ryan had to move him out. And in that space of seconds, the whistle blew. 5-yard penalty puts the ball back at the 23-yard line. It'll be third and 18. Warfield left, Collins right. Back to pass is Ryan for the first time. Looks, goes down the middle, complete to Brown at the 35, down to the 40. Brown is here at the 45, 46, and he is picked up and carried back by Lenny Lyles. Forward motion will go to about the 46-yard line. Bobby Boyd in with Lyles on the play. The pass completion from Ryan to Jimmy Brown picks up the first down and long yardage for the Cleveland Browns, first and 10 of the 46. So the second first down of this football game for Cleveland. Brown came out to the near sideline and cut right back in the middle and took that pass right down the middle and was brought down by Lyles and Boyd.
Tremendous one-hand catch there, Frank, right over the middle.
Let's see what Ryan does now. He gives to Jimmy Brown the fullback again. Brown fights for tough yardage, and it's hard to bring him down. He gets a yard, maybe 2 yards, Jerry Logan was hanging on to him, and Ordell Bracy finally came over along with Stonebreaker to help Logan out and put him down. Logan credited with the tackle. The ball is spotted at the 47.5-yard line. A gain of about a yard and a half. Let's call it second down and eight. The ball just short of the 48-yard line. Browns again back in the huddle. The Colts huddling defensively. Four men up front, and now Stonebreaker comes up on the line. So does Shinnick. And so does Pellington, tight in the middle. We'll see what they do. Ryan Gibbs to Jimmy Brown, swings wide to the left, and is hit at the 50-yard line. Falls forward to the Colt 49. Lenny Lyles made the tackle. Jimmy Brown swinging that time wide to the left, tried to turn the corner. Lenny Lyles hit him, and so did Jerry Logan, coming up quickly from his safety spot. The ball spotted just across the 50-yard line. It'll be third down and, let's say, 5 yards to go. Third and five.
Third and 17 before when Ryan hit Brown over the middle, Frank, getting that long yardage and putting the Browns on the move, bringing that ball up to midfield. So, again, they're in a third down situation where they must control the football.
John Moore of the center over the football. Gary Collins right. Green now goes out as a flanker to the left side. Brown the only setback behind the quarterback. Ryan on a quarterback draw, cannot get away, gets back to line of scrimmage and no farther. He took a couple of quick steps back as if to throw down the middle. Then he tried to run forward, and Ordell Bracy slanted in and pinned him just at the line of scrimmage. We'll call it the 49-yard line again. And with fourth down coming up and 5 yards to go, the Browns may or may not go for the field goal. And it does not look as if they will. They'll be kicking into the wind and very, very little opportunity for the field goal from there. Wendell Harris and Jerry Logan are back in double safety for the Colts. Gary Collins will do the punting for the Browns. He'll be kicking from about the Brown 40-yard line. Kicking into the wind, gets a good kick away, and it is taken by Wendell Harris at the 22, and he's knocked down back to the 21-yard line. In there quickly to hit him was Leroy Kelly, downfield quickly under that punt. They say his forward motion carries to the 22, and from that point, the Colts will put the football in play. Their first chance of offense this afternoon. Jimmy Orr flanks out to the right side. Raymond Berry split end to the left side. The setbacks, Lenny Moore and Jerry Hill behind John Unitas. Colts' first offensive play of the football game. Unitas back to throw. He likes to run with the ball, and he's still down at the 23-yard line. Found no receivers. He was looking to Jimmy Orr, and there's a penalty flag on the play. Defending on Orr was Bernie Parrish, and a penalty marker was thrown. We'll see what the penalty is all about. Unitas got out to about the 23-yard line, and Unitas now talking to the officials on the near sidelines. Unitas now goes back to the huddle. The penalty is against the Cleveland Browns. A 5-yard penalty against the Browns, moving the ball out to the Baltimore Colts 28-yard line. Holding. Defensive holding against the Browns. So, first down for the Colts on the 28-yard line. First and 10. Again, Jimmy Orr, flanker right. Split left end. Is Raymond Berry. Tight end is John Mackey with the football. Is Lenny Moore. More than 30, more than 35. Finds hold the 40, 41, 32-yard line. And is knocked down as he crossed the 42-yard line. And there to hit him was Larry Benz. Larry Benz, the left safety for the Cleveland Browns. First down for the Colts at their own 43-yard line. As Lenny Moore danced and spun around, found a slight hole, and then turned on the speed, bringing the ball out to the 43. Defensively for the Browns, it's Wigan, Markowski, Kanicki, and Glass across the front. Houston, Costello, and Fifth backing up the line. The Colts at the line of scrimmage. First and 10 at their own 43. Raymond Berry split left. Jimmy Orr flanked right. Lenny Moore and Jerry Hill, the setbacks behind Unitas. First and 10. Unitas with a long, long count. Drops back to pass. Gets good protection. Now he's got to run with the football. Coming to the near sidelines, the 45. And gets to the 50-yard line before he's knocked down. And hanging on to him is Ross Fietner, the right safety for the Cleveland Browns. That may have been a planned play on Unitas' part. He rolled out to the near side after dropping first back to the pocket. Then he elected to run with the football. And now there's a timeout on the field with a score. The Cleveland Browns nothing, the Baltimore Colts nothing.
The Colts with three offensive plays, but two of them intend to be passes. Unitas yet to put the ball in the air, both times running with the football. Johnny Unitas telling the Colts back at their own 40-yard line. The ball reposing on the Baltimore 49, just about midfield, inches away from midfield. United springs him out, and once more, Frank Messer to the microphone.
Jimmy Orr flags to the right side. Raymond Berry splits left. The setbacks, Hill and Lenny Moore need 2 yards for the first down. Unitas with a long count. Turns around, gives it to Hill. Hill gets the line of scrimmage and is hit at the line. Fumbles on the Browns of the Cleveland Browns have recovered the fumble at their own 49-yard line. And it looks like Marjaleski coming up. Dick Marjaleski in the Browns. So it's Browns football, first and 10 at the Browns 49. It's Jerry Hill with the line and fumble. Defensive unit in for the Colts, the offensive unit for the Browns. After we watch this play by the Browns, they've got a station break down the line for them. Warfield out to the left side, Gary Collins to the right side. Brewer is the tight end. McGinnis to Jimmy Brown, the fullback. Off the right side of the goal line in Colt territory, it's the 45, the 44-yard line. And it's brought down on the far side of the field by Don Schinnick, the right linebacker. The ball spotted down at the 44-yard line. We pause for station identification. This is the Baltimore Colts Football Network.
Good sports here, Benchine and Studman, weeknights at 6:15 on Radio 1090.
WBAL, Baltimore.
Second down and 3 for the Browns at the Colt 44. This time it is Green with the football going for the first down and may or may not have made it. He is brought down around the 41 or 42 yard line as they unfile Gino Marchetti and Steve Stonebreaker on top of the ball carrier. The ball is spotted down at the 42-yard line and will be a yard short of the first down. Third and 1 for Cleveland at the Baltimore 42. Gracie, Miller, Marchetti, and Reese trying to stop the Browns on the ground. And the secondary now moves in close for the Colts, expecting the running play and not the pass. Ryan gives to Jimmy Brown. Brown dives forward, crosses the 40, and he's got his first down. Jimmy Brown crashes into about 4 Colt tacklers, led by Marchetti. But he got the first down as he crossed the 40 to the Colt 39-yard line. Pellington and Marchetti hit on that tackle for the Baltimore Colts. No score in this football game. The Browns are moving in Colt territory. The second time this afternoon they've had the football. As they come to the line of scrimmage. Warfield left, Collins right, setbacks Green and Brown. Jimmy Brown again with the football straight up the middle. He gets to the 35. 4 blue jersey Colts on him, led by Stonebreaker and Pellington from their linebacking spot. Stonebreaker getting up off the bottom of the pile, and Guy Reese is also there to help stop Jimmy Brown. He gets 4 yards and makes it 2nd and 6 at the 35-yard line. This Jimmy Brown just sticks his head down and powers straight forward. John Stepman, I guess he'll go down as one of the great all-time running backs in professional football.
No question about it, Frank, having amassed more than 10,000 yards in a 7-year professional career.
Warfield flagged to left, tight right end this time is Collins. The give is to Green, and Green gets a yard and no more as he goes straight forward. Stonebreaker, Fred Miller. Fred Miller the first one to hit him. Stonebreaker also went on the tackle. And now a substitution for the Browns coming into the football game at end is Tom Hutchinson replacing Johnny Brewer. Tom Hutchinson, 6'1", 190, two-year man from Kentucky. He comes in as a tight end replacing Johnny Brewer. Warfield, the rookie, splits left. Collins flanks right. Third down and 4 yards to go for the Browns at the Colt 35-yard line. Back to pass is Ryan. Looks throwing long downfield looking for Warfield. It's intercepted by Schinnick. Schinnick at the 10, the 15, Schinnick out to the 20, to the 23-yard line, and knocked down on the far side of the field. Warfield slipped and fell, and Schinnick intercepts. He's brought down by Ryan, the quarterback, who threw the pass, made the tackle on Schinnick, but the Colts have the football back. As Schinnick intercepts, Warfield fell down going for the football, and Schinnick defending on the play, intercepts, brings it back to the 24. First and 10 for the Colts at their own 24-yard line. Orr flanks right. Barry splits left. Lenny Moore and Jerry Hill, the setbacks. Behind Unitas, John Mackey, the tight end. Unitas looking, now dropping back to pass, and the draw play gives to Hill. He comes out across the 25 and is brought down at the 26-yard line by Paul Wiggin, the big defensive left end. A gain of a couple of yards on the play. It'll be 2nd down and 8 to go for the Baltimore Colts, moving right to left on this football field. No score in the game.
Johnny Unitas didn't wait too long to get that ball back in Jerry Hill's mitt. He fumbled the previous time he got it, but when Baltimore got the ball back, Unitas' first call to give the ball to Hill.
Again, all right. Raven Berry left. Unitas taking his long job, watching the defense, dropping straight back to pass. Plenty of time, now going to run with the ball. He's out to the 30, the 31, 32, 33-yard line before they bring him down. Unitas out to the 33, and Galen Fisk was the one who tipped him up. Fisk got one hand out of Unitas' ankle and spilled him, they say, at the 33-yard line. It'll be third down and less than a yard to go. Third and just about a yard to go for the Colts.
Three times Unitas was prepared to throw, but has called off the idea and ran with the football, Frank. So Baltimore yet to put the football in the air, to actually throw the football.
2 minutes.